Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We've been talking on this show about the Chicago Public Schools and the teacher strike. Now that it's resolved, the last issue about that, besides the ad they're running right now, is the fact that the athletes won't be able to participate in the state cross-country meet at Detweiler Park in Peoria. And I've been one of those people arguing for what I think is the common sense of the thing. Whatever your rules are, fix the rules, let the kids run. Or break the rules and let the kids run. Marlon Garcia in the Chicago Sun-Times wrote about that today, and she says the following. The IHSA should win its case. That is, the IHSA, the governing body over all of this, itself is in court trying to keep the student-athletes from running. And there's a good reason why, but I just don't see it. So we called Marlon and said, hey, Marlon, will you explain that to us? Marlon, it's John. You're on WGN. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. So just walk us through this a little bit. Tell me where we are and kind of how we got here. I mean, I think we all know the basics, but why is it that the IHSA is trying to keep the student athletes from running?
Well, they will run. The athletes will run. The appellate court is going to hear the case next week. In the meantime, the lower court's ruling will stay in place.
Oh,
so
I
they
see.
They will run tomorrow, and that's good for them. You know, they're not yo-yos. It's tough on them to go, you know, you're in the race, you're not in the race, to go back and forth. So that is good for Chicago Public Schools and especially those athletes.
So but, I agree with you on that. Keep going.
But the case will be heard, and on the rules, on the merits of the case, there's no question in my mind that the appellate court would rule them ineligible and would stand by the IHSA rules. You might not like the rules. I don't like a lot of their rules. But the rules related to a strike have been around for decades. And if you want to change them going forward, there's a process for that. And nobody's ever done that. I mean, I wrote 22 years ago when I covered this sport for the Chicago Tribune. I mean, I interviewed athletes who had this problem. They were sidelined from state competition because of a strike. And they thought it was very unfair then. But nobody's ever done anything. And that's up to high school principals, athletic directors. If they think there should be a change, they can change it. But here's the thing, okay? In any level of competition, whether it's high schools, colleges, or Olympics, professional, in the postseason, you have to be there for the first round for which you're scheduled. And if you're not, you're out. And that's very important to understand. I mean, we're not talking about a hot chocolate 5K. We're talking about a sanctioned competition, and it means something, and it means something to everybody. And there's this, you have to have this notion of fair play from the outset. And that's what the judge, I don't think, considered. I don't think he considered a lot, frankly. I think he really blew it. But, you know, everything, the kids are going to run. Hopefully this will get cleared up in court. And if people want to change the rules, do it. Do it, you know, as soon as you can. Don't wait for this to come up again.
Well, in the case of the cross-country runners, they missed the regional. They were then advanced automatically to the sectional. And if they did well enough in the sectional, then they advanced to state. So my understanding is that nobody is running in the state meet that at least didn't do well enough in the sectional. Now, maybe they shouldn't have been in the sectional because they didn't compete in the regional, but that's no fault of the kids. Am I correct in understanding that the kids that are going to state from the Chicago Public Schools did meet the qualifying standards?
They met the qualifying standards from the sectional race. They
right.
did not meet the qualifying standards for the postseason.
Well, I don't know what the purpose of that distinction is, it seems to me like if you place well enough or run well enough at the sectionals, you qualify for the state tournament. I mean, the state.
Did you play sports? Hang on a second. I'm sorry, John. I'm not trying to be down on you hard.
Well, I did, and I've watched the state cross country meet at Detweiler Park in Peoria, and I'm thinking that if you put 15 more kids from Chicago at that starting line, it's massive. It's nobody is harmed by these kids running in the final meet. Go ahead.
Well, the judge did inflict harm, and then it was left to the organizers, in this case the Illinois High School Association, to clean up the mess. Because he penalized kids who had advanced from the regional onto the sectional, because it's only a limited number of teams and individuals that advance. So he didn't give much thought to, oh my gosh, if these kids go, I am going to leave other runners out.
Right.
So then you keep creating exceptions. And, you know, so then the IHSA had to decide, okay, so now we have to make the field bigger. But really, see, I see uniformity here, too, as being very important. It kind of worked out, right? I'll put air quotes around worked out, because this was cross country and you could expand the field.
Right.
This would have been so chaotic in a sport like soccer or volleyball. So now you're making special rules because somehow you see that, like, oh, it's easy to do this in cross country. But that, to me, doesn't make it right. And I think to most coaches, it doesn't make it right.
Okay, let me ask you this. If the rules for the IHSA were changed so that there was this flexibility that was allowed, then would you be with me on this? Are you adhering to your position only because it's in the rules, or do you think those are good rules?
Well, I think they're fair rules, but you know what? It's not going to change. It's not going to change because nobody will ever go for that. Nobody will ever go for, oh, if you miss the first round, oh, sure, you can come in the second. Nobody would ever go for that.
I don't think it's that, it's not that willy-nilly, if you will. The only reason the kids missed the first round is because they weren't allowed to run in the first round, and that you put them in the second round, I still don't think harms anybody else. For instance, you said, well, what about the kids who are now denied the opportunity to go to state because they didn't place well enough? The only reason they didn't do well enough, those kids denied the opportunity, is because they weren't as good. At the end of the day, my version distills the very best runners who are rewarded with the chance to go to state.
John, you're not taking into account the fair play from the outset of a postseason series. But I will say this, too. This is why this rule would never change, because what works for cross country doesn't work for just about every other sport.
I agree.
So the principals who would vote on this for a rule change, they would see this and they would say, no, we can't do this. You know, we can't make a rule for cross country and hurt soccer, volleyball, football, basketball, you know, everything else, you name it. And so this is what we have to live with. And I am 95% sure the appellate court, if they're not a bunch of activists the way this judge was in the previous ruling, you know, they're going to see the merits. And I know it's hard for people to understand, you know, just let them run and, you know, these kids work so hard. But there are a lot of times in life where you work hard and you come up against a rule. And it stinks, let me tell you.
I know that. But Marilyn Garcia is on a phone line, the Chicago Sun-Times columnist, editorial writer, too. You're on the editorial board of the Sun-Times, correct?
Yes, I am. And I got to say, I don't think everybody on the board agrees with me, but that's all right.
Well, but I think that fair is fair, and we need to learn to adhere to the rules. And sometimes you come up on the short end of the stick, and that's a great life lesson. So I'll go with you there, but I still don't think that adherence to rules that are bad rules, though you have to do it, makes those rules good. I, for instance, couldn't you carve out an exception for the uniqueness of cross country and say that in this case, you don't have to re-bracket, you don't have to have teams individually playing other teams like you do in soccer, football, baseball, basketball. You just line the kids up and let them run.
That's a great point, except they'll never do it. It's, you know, that would work. That what you're proposing there, it would work, and it would work well.
I'd write that rule.
The principals and the athletic directors wouldn't go for it. That, you know, that's my prediction.
And I guess what got this whole thing started, Marilyn, is that the rule is that when you're on strike, if the tournament starts after the strike, then you can't be in the tournament. Is that correct?
If you're on strike when the postseason begins,
right?
If the postseason begins Saturday, and on Saturday or Friday you're still on strike, you're out.
And that's an IHSA rule.
Voted on by the high schools, yes.
And the lower court, though, said no, that should not apply to these cross-country kids. Is that correct?
The lower court said something really ridiculous. I mean, I know I sound heartless, don't I?
You sound like an awful person.
I think people think I'm heartless, and, you know, my husband would probably agree. But what the judge said is, I'm tired of adults making decisions that rob children of their childhood and their dreams. It isn't going to hurt the IHSA to let these kids run. That's what he said, and that was amazing to me, that a judge would just throw out the rule book and say, you know what, this isn't that important. You know, to the kids who ran in the regional and did things the right way, to the kids who last year, the year before, got caught up in a strike, to the volleyball players, this, we're just going to do this because I am tired of adults ruining things for kids. You know what, I'm going to be frank, it's garbage.
That sounds like the sort of thing a talk show host says, not a judge says, right? You'd think that
exactly.
The judge would appreciate precedent or rules more than his heart.
Well, I think it was an episode of Night Court.
You know what somebody told me? Actually, somebody who attended the hearing said it was something out of Ally McBeal.
No kidding, really?
He was so quirky, and he had a problem with one of the lawyers, the tone of their voice.
Did the music swell when he said it, you know, kind of a West Wing sort of thing? And you feel the justice coming through, the out-of-the-box thinking judge doing right by these kids. Tears in your eyes as you go to commercial. Okay,
boy, I'm sorry I didn't go to the hearing, because I think it would have been something, and I would have loved it if somebody would have kind of given a play-by-play of how it went down in that room, because Ally McBeal is what somebody said to me. It was bizarre, they said.
Okay, do you have another minute? I've got a lot of calls, and some of them agree with you, so you might want to stick around for just a minute. On a phone line is Marilyn Garcia. She's with the Chicago Sun-Times, and her position was that the previous court's ruling was wrong, and for that matter, it's going to be pretty near impossible for them to change the rules. Craig Virgin, you and me have all been standing around going, you know, this isn't that hard to fix. So yes, it is, says our guest. The texts include these: I agree with your caller. The next text is, I agree with John, not the caller. 262 said, come on, John, you're smarter than this. 847 says it's an easy fix. I think it is. 708, John, what about soccer teams and volleyball teams? They could not jump into the sectional. They could not play in the regionals, so they were out. Agreed, but soccer is different than cross country. I don't see the point in excluding those kids. I would abridge the rules. John, so then why did they make an exception for the football teams? Actually, Craig Anderson spoke about that yesterday. Can you clear that up? Why was Simeon allowed to play even though they hadn't played 8 football games? Are you up on that, Marilyn?
Well, not as well as our football writer, Mike O'Brien, but I did talk to Craig Anderson about that. He's the executive director for the IHSA, and I talked to him a little bit about that on the phone. And, you know, it was Simeon and I think 2 other schools, including a charter that wasn't on strike, that got an exception there. And so that had to do with games played. That didn't have to do... Simeon raised that issue because of the strike, but Simeon could have petitioned for that whether or not they were on strike. It didn't matter. They had, I think, a team forfeited against them, and I don't know that there was much they could do about that. But that was a situation where they petitioned the board, but could have done so even if they weren't on strike.
Well,
they wouldn't have needed to. They wouldn't have needed to if they weren't on strike, by the way.
You know, Marilyn, sometimes the Simeon football team kids just need to learn life's not fair. Rules are rules, and maybe you should have scheduled more games to make sure you got in the requisite number of games. I'm afraid I can't help you, Simeon. That would have been the adherence to the rule that you're asking the cross-country runners to accept.
No, it wouldn't surprise me if Simeon did try to find another opponent. I just don't know if it came fast enough that they could do that.
But you see the point. But you see the point that an exception was granted.
I see your point. I see your point. Now, I'm pretty sure Anderson ruled against Simeon and those teams, and then his board overruled him. So the IHSA has, you know, that appeals process, and I can see why it seemed unfair to people. I'm neutral on that, to be honest. I mean, yeah. I can see their point, and but it's in some ways apples and oranges, because it's not as though it had to do with the start of the postseason.
I don't think it should matter at all what the premise or the reason is. The rules are the rules, and they've bent the rules for the football team. I'm asking them to do the same for the soccer team. You and I don't see eye to eye on that, but let's just pause for a minute and take a quick call or two if we can.
Sure.
We'll start with line, I think, 4, right, Elif? And that's Chuck. Hey, Chuck, jump in there. What did you want to say? You're on the air.
Good afternoon. I'm thinking that perhaps you should take one other position here. The fact that there is a need for everybody to run every mile, because no matter how good you are, you might be one of the top runners in the state. Things can happen, such as a sprained ankle, and that's just part of the sport. And so if one group of runners don't have to run one of those particular races, that actually kind of gives them a little bit of an advantage. They haven't done as much as everyone else.
You have a comment on that, Marilyn?
I think that's an excellent point, and nobody's really raised it that I've heard, but, I mean, that goes to the point of that's why you run every race. That's why in the postseason, you know, everybody's expected to be there, you know, at every round.
Bill, you're on WGN. I have 20 seconds. Make your point. Bill, what do you want to say?
Yeah, I agree with her, because my theory is we treat kids too much favoritism. Like you'll have a group of kids, they'll be a first place, a second place, and a third place, and then they'll give every kid on the team the same trophy.
All right, hold on a second. Last comment on that, Marilyn, what do you want to say?
I'm with Bill.
I'm out of time. Listen, you're a delight to talk to, even though you and I don't agree on this one, but it was very interesting and well-done writing in the Sun-Times today, and I appreciate you coming on our show.
Thanks. You guys are terrific. Take care.
I appreciate your time.